Drive. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we got a great show today. You know, we have a great show all the time, though. I guess that's being kind of redundant, but I really think we've got some hot stuff going today. First of all, I want to introduce our crew here, my producer.
Speaking of hot stuff.
Hot stuff. Kelly Frost Sr.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Where's your little boy?
Probably sleeping.
Sleeping, huh? Oh, that's right.
His little boy's not so little.
No, I know. True. Okay, he's what, 20? Well, how old is he? 12?
21.
Oh, 21.
Come on.
He's not 21.
He is.
He's an old soul.
Yeah.
He acts like he's like 50. Anyway.
And
you don't know him very well.
Yeah, you're right. Anybody that goes around and hugs polar bears.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm also joined by my beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Yes, you are. No, good morning. I just want to tell our listeners about if you did not get a chance to tune into Channel 11 and Channel 9 the last two evenings, Carl was the moderator for the Redding City Council and the delegates that are running on Thursday night, and last night was Anderson. And that was a lot of fun. You did a great job, Carl. Just want to let you know. You were in the hot seat, and you did a great job.
Well, let's, you know, what happens is it's live TV. Once it starts, it's like a train leaving the station. It just keeps going. And, in fact, we even had a train going by last night that was pretty loud. So there is no breaks. There is no let's just tape this and go back over it again. Once it starts, it starts. Well, first night, we finished within 3 seconds of where we were supposed to be. It was perfect. That was the Redding City Council. The questions were asked. People were answered. People did. Everybody did well.
It's great to see them in this light.
Yes, it was, because, you know, it's good to see the people that you're going to vote for being asked a question. They have to think on their feet.
And thank you to SEG Entertainment.
That's right.
Sharon Warrenius and her crew.
Yeah.
For putting on a really good production.
And Channel 11 coming through like that. Mm. And anyway, but then last night, we finish up the last question, and I look into the production room, because that's, you know, I can see that. And I've got this little earbud in when they're talking to me. And it says stretch. And it wasn't like a little stretch. It was like a long stretch. So there I am doing everything but tap dancing up there trying to fill in 3 minutes. You know, I look over and I talk about how on the radio show, if we get to that spot, I look over at Linda and Linda jumps in. So when I mentioned that last night and I looked over at Linda, the only thing she did was she gave me that same hand gesture for stretch. Yeah. So I'm there and I talk about everything. And we still got like a minute left. So at that point, I explained to everybody what was going on. And I thought, after the show, everybody said, hey, you did that real well. You did that real well. I come in this morning. Kelly said I sucked. So
you're putting words in my mouth.
He never said those words, so stop it.
I did not use that word.
Okay, you didn't use that word.
Yeah,
you just said everything was really good to the end.
Yeah. You know,
did he say that?
I never heard
in general. I wasn't making a comment on the way you handled it.
Anyway, I tell you what. First time on TV, live TV, and it's not easy. And so I my hat's off to anybody that's out there doing that. You know, so, you know, you see people on the newscast, Colin, everybody on Channel 7, 11, 12, all these. When they're doing the news and they've got that thing in their ear, because people are talking to them. And my first thing I did the first night was, if it went in my ear, it came out my mouth. So
yeah,
they learned to turn that one off real quick.
I've been there.
Yeah, so it's not easy. Okay.
But it was a great platform.
It was really good.
And
really,
oh my,
great answers from people.
Fabulous answers. And you really, like, again, you got to see all of the delegates, Anderson and Redding, in a different light. Now, Carl, there's so many things going on in town this weekend.
That's right. But we're going to have to get to a commercial first. And as soon as the commercial's over, we're going to get started. A lot of things going on, not only here in our own area, but throughout the nation and the world. So join us on the other side. This is Carl Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Now, let's talk about Iraq right now. You haven't been hearing about Iraq in the papers and the media for a long time for a number of reasons. One, of course, is the economy. But the other reason is because it's a success. We're winning. We've kicked Al-Qaeda's butt. Now, what's the latest thing is that, as some of you know, I was stationed out in Al-Anbar province around Fallujah. And it was like a hot spot. Fallujah, Ramadi, gunfights every day when we were there. It has gotten to the point now that the Marines have given back, or the coalition forces, is Marines and soldiers, some coalition forces there have turned over the province to the Iraqis. And what's this mean? It means about, at one time, 25,000 Marines were there. We've had like 8,000 Marines leave. At Camp Fallujah, there used to be thousands of vehicles. They're down to 300 vehicles. They're taking all the, roadblocks off. They've turned it back to the Iraqi police. They've got 300 vehicles left in Fallujah. They used to have three mess halls to feed everybody there. They're down to one mess hall. What's this mean? It's a huge success. A huge success. But you don't see anything about that. The only thing you see is things like, well, they had a march as in a protest against the defense agreement that we signed with the Iraqis. Yeah, there were a lot of people out there, and they're headed up by Sadr. And what is Sadr? Who is Sadr tied to? The Iranians. Well, big surprise. But here is something that's pretty interesting. They went out and marched under Saddam Hussein. The first person that walked out to the protest was shot in the head. Then his family was charged for the cost of that bullet. And they had to come pick up the person. So things have changed. So they protest, but that's great because they have the right to protest. And hello, they have the right to protest because we gave them that right. We fought hard. We shed blood. We spent billions of dollars, and they have the right to protest. That's great. I see nothing wrong with that. Now, one of the things I do have a little bit of a problem with is to see is that the in certain cases, not all cases, but if a military person or a contractor is off duty, he's off base, or she, and they commit premeditated and gross felonies, they can be charged and be tried under the Iraqi judicial system. Well, the Iraqi judicial system's just a little bit different than ours, you might say. Three judges who ask the questions, they can find you guilty and sentence you in the same day, at the same trial, you know, meeting. My question is can we have people picked up on trumped up charges? Let's say a contractor or a, what about if it's a State Department person? They just pick them up. What kind of safeguards are in there for those people? So if it's State Department, I think they have some kind of, get out of jail free card. But if it's a soldier or a Marine or a sailor, or a contractor that has been accused of something that they have not done, are they going to be stuck in an Iraqi prison for a long time? I don't know. That's pretty tough. You know, but I know we have the same kind of agreement that we have had people, we've had Marines in Okinawa end up in the Japanese legal system and have been sentenced to years in jail there. So I'd have to take more. I just read this morning. Anyway, okay, what else is going on? Joe the plumber. Joe the plumber made a huge mistake. Joe asked Barack Obama a question about taxes. Barack Obama somehow in the answer said, spread the wealth around. Well, spread the wealth around. This will help spread the wealth around. I'm a little bit concerned about spreading the wealth around. I mean, does it mean everybody's going to have the same amount of wealth, or is it different types of wealth, or what? But he used that term, spread the wealth, and it's the first time he's really used that term. But I'm not really talking about Senator Obama today. I'm talking about Joe the plumber. Here's Joe the plumber asked a question, and he is under attack. The news media has been out in front of his house, satellite bands, you name it, national media, the newspapers, the mainstream media, the blogs are savaging this guy. Oh, he's not even a plumber. He's a plant. He doesn't have a license. He owes money. Hey, guess what? He is a plumber. He He may not have his license because he works for a licensed plumber. He's never been investigated. His job has taken him to do that. But see, here's what we've got. Here's what's wrong with what's going on in this country with the media. They are going after Joe the plumber. How come 12 of these satellite trucks are not surrounding Bill Ayers' house? Bill Ayers, who is a unrepentant terrorist. He has never once said, you know what? I might have made a mistake back then. Even Jane Fonda, who after her despicable acts in Vietnam, came back and a few years ago, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, said that she was wrong. It was during that time frame, but she was wrong to have done that, and she was sorry to have hurt people. Bill Ayers has never said that. So you ask, the question is why is the media so intent on tearing down somebody, one of the middle class citizens of our country who has been in the service, defended this country, and they're not going after somebody like Ayers? Oh, he is a educator. Yeah, he's not an educator, my butt. He is an unrepentant terrorist. He has never said once, you know what, bombing the Pentagon and killing people is wrong. What he said is, I got off. What a great country this is. And yet he is getting hundreds of thousands of tax dollars to change your educational system. Now, I don't live in Chicago. I don't know exactly everything he's done except what I've read. He's an educator, but I've seen some of the radical ways he's moving. But what I'm getting at right here is let's talk about what's right. Joe the plumber asked a question. I don't agree with what you're doing on taxes. Senator Obama says, hey, we're going to spread the wealth around. It caused such a consternation. So what do? You kill Joe. Go after Joe. Let's tear him apart. But we leave the terrorist alone. I don't understand this. Maybe somebody can call me and explain this to me at 221-1402. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Botten. Free Fire Saturday. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join me on the other side.
Free Hilltop Drive. We'll see you there.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. Okay. Maybe I was being a little bit too harsh.
No, you weren't.
But, you know, to me is that here's a guy who's just like, he's like us. You know, he works hard. He makes his money. And he says, why? I think your position is going to cost me money. And presidential candidate Obama puts his hand on his shoulder and goes, hey, I think that, it's right. It's hard for you, but we need to give those other people a chance too, to spread that wealth around. Sure. Spread the wealth around. I'm not exactly sure I know exactly what that means, but to me it means that if I've got some, I'm going to give it to other people.
Well, what's happening right now is that you'll see, we do watch Fox News regularly.
We watch all of it.
Right. We flip around to CNN and all of them, but we do like to watch Fox. And we're finding that, of course, the polls yesterday was that McCain and Obama are really close in all the polls.
I think after
what we saw with Joe the plumber, you're going to see more people leaning towards McCain.
Well, the thing is that I think people are tired, first of all this negativity, and both sides are doing it. You can claim that one side is and one side isn't, but that's not true. They both are. Let's go to the phones here. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Great. Hey, USS Cleveland, 1975 to 80. We probably toted you around the world.
What's up,
hey,
Mike?
What I got is out on Shasta Lake. Now, this is for the benefit of the community or the fishing community.
Sure.
You know anything that's going on, or could you look into what's going on about the launching? I know we're limited to Santa Moody, Bridge Bay, and Jones Valley, but Jones Valley, I have my government or my sticker the government requires for the launch, and they're still wanting to collect the $8 launch fee out there at Jones Valley Resort.
Well, I haven't heard that.
It's really kind of a pain, but things are happening. This is the best time to be out there as far as we're all concerned, but if you could look into that, or if somebody knows and can call in, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay, so the question is why are they still collecting a $8 fee if you already have your permit out of Jones Valley? Is that correct?
Well, it's the government permit through Shasta Recreation that the Forest Service requires you to buy
right
to launch.
Uh-huh.
And it should be the same. I know the low water ramp They're down to like a third low water ramp, but it's just really, you know, it's irritating. And I know some people want to get into a fist fight out there, but hey, you know, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. Nope. Violence over fishing is only permissible as if somebody comes into your fishing spot.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't really mean, but not real big violence, just minor violence, you know. Throw your beer cans at them. Okay. Well, hey, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it, and you got a great show.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike, and I hope somebody will call in and tell us about what's going on out there then.
All right, and someday I'll call you and let's go out.
Anytime, I'm ready.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Okay, you know, that's let's go back to what this show's about. This show is not about me or Linda or Kelly. This show's about you all. This show is your show, North State. You've got a question. You got something that kind of bothers, something stuck in your craw. And that craw is that little spot inside you that once it gets in there, it just keeps digging at you until you get it out. That's what this show is about. And, you know, and Mike calling in right then is Mike is my Joe the Plumber. Because he calls in, hey, I got a question about this. And guess what? That's what we're all about. Your show, I provide the conduit. I just talk until you all call in, and we go from there. Jerry, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
What's up?
It's a little chilly this morning, but it's nice.
Yes, it is.
One of the things, a question I have is, why on earth is Bill Ayers even teaching when he has done the things he's done against the United States or the American people? I don't understand why a college would hire him to teach or his wife have the position she's got with their past history. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Jerry, you don't understand that it's been, 40 years? And that the fact is that they threw the case out. Not because he wasn't guilty. It's because the prosecutors did an illegal wiretap. Jerry, you're acting like American.
I'm acting like Joe the Plumber.
You're acting like Joe the Plumber. You better watch out, Jerry. There's going to be people camped outside your door saying, how dare you accuse the establishment of Chicago of hiring terrorists.
Well, and one neat thing last night on one of the news programs, the college in Nebraska that had Joe Ayers coming to speak, It got canceled because the parents were so mad and threatened to pull their kids out of the colleges that the governor rescinded the invitation to Joe Ayers, which I thought, well, hello, somebody's finally got some brains.
Yeah. Hey, I've got to take a hard break here, Jerry, but thank you so much for your phone call because you're exactly right. I mean, it ticks you off too. All right. We're going to take a news break here. This is Carl Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Come on, call in and tell me what you think. Located at 5246 West Side Road in Redding. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kim. It was great to see you last night at the Anderson's.
Oh, that was great. Carl, thank you for your moderating. And Linda, it was good to see you, too.
Thank you so much. What have you got going on today?
You know, we got a lot of things going on today, but I'm specifically promoting Anderson. It's the 18th annual Return of the Salmon Festival. And the Anderson Rotary is baking a salmon at the front of Walmart Supercenter.
Okay, so we have the Return of the Salmon Festival in front of the Walmart Center.
No, Return of the Salmon Festival is going on at the Coleman National Fish Hatchery.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coleman National Fish Hatchery. I'm sorry.
But you're baking.
The Anderson Rotarian, they've been baking salmon for fundraisers for over the years.
Oh, okay.
And that is taking place in front of Supercenter, Walmart. And you could come down and park your car and catch the free bus to the Coleman Fish Hatchery.
Great.
And have a salmon.
Oh, wow.
It is 11 to 2 p.m. We'll be selling the salmon.
Well, I tell you what, the way that the salmon run has been this year, this may be the only chance you have to have a salmon.
And not only that, all this money that we are raising, it goes to the scholarships.
Oh, lovely.
And so we work very hard. Our people been working very hard last night preparing the salmon. And today we're going to bake them and we're going to serve.
Well, I tell you what, Kim, you are one of the leaders of this community in Anderson and Redding, and you are a true supporter of all veterans events. You know what? We couldn't be more proud to know you. And that you, you know, it is an honor to know you and what you do for our community.
Oh, well, thank you. But this is my privilege to serve and help Better Place where we live here.
Well, you're a great person. You're a great human being.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim.
And we want to encourage everybody to get out there to Walmart and for this wonderful fundraiser for the scholarship fund for the Anderson Rotary. Thank you, Kim Chamberlain.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
John, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
What's
good
up?
Good show last night. I enjoyed
Thank you.
It very much.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm a little tired of listening to the gay lobbyists' support for, opposition to Proposition 8. There's been a lot said about the money that's come in from out of the state to support Proposition 8 to encourage people to vote for the definition of marriage. There's been very little to say about all the money that's come from out of state to oppose Proposition 8, as in the majority of the funds that have been used for this have come from out of state. I think that the transition of homosexuality into normal behavior, as opposed to the perversion that it truly is, needs to be addressed, and people need to be encouraged to vote for Proposition 8. Define marriage as between one man and one woman, and not between one man and one woman, or a man and a goat, or anything else they choose to have it as. I think it's...
Hey, John.
I'm just going on, Carl. I want Proposition 8.
I think we got the gist of that, John.
Okay.
You've got to stop holding back, though, there, partner. You could hurt yourself. So we want to vote yes
on
Proposition 8. Okay.
Thank
you.
Have a good day.
You bet. Thanks, John. Don, good morning.
Well, good morning to you folks. Yeah, I just turned your program on a little bit ago, and very interesting. A thing that I am very, very afraid of in this coming election, and it scares me to death, and I don't understand why more people don't think of this, but without mentioning any names except the ones I'm going to outline in a moment, if we elect a Democratic president, Do the people realize that we're going, for the next 4 years, we're going to have the likes of Pelosi, Frank, Waters, Boxer et al. In control of our country 100%? There'll be no check or balance?
Well, you know, Don, that's a real good point, and that's something that we were going to address on our next show, is what are the ramifications of having a Democratic Congress and Senate and President?
It scares me to death.
Well, it's not saying that people are not... fighting for what they believe in, but I think that people need to take a real good look at what this means. And we're not just talking about just a law here and there. We're talking about a series of laws that can be, that can override any Republican, chance of a filibuster. We're talking about Supreme Court justices. But you know what? That's the kind of thing that, when Republicans are in, they have a chance to put the justices in, but I think people need to take a good look, just like you said, about what this means.
Well, we do, as I said, not to repeat myself, but we do need a check and balance in our country, and we'll be without that. If I look at the voting record of Barney Frank and Maxine Waters and people like that, it scares the Jesus out of me to think that we're going to turn our country over to all these folk.
We know the fact that these are the people that got us into it, and then they're saying it wasn't their fault. But guess what, Nancy, there's enough blame to go around for everybody.
I'm not picking on the Democrats.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm just saying is that there's to say that it's not one party's, that it's just only one party's fault that we're in this crisis is crap.
Oh, absolutely, totally wrong.
Right.
Hey, keep it up, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Okay, my next guest is our Assemblyman, Doug LaMalfa, and Doug has called back. We've got a few more of these propositions we want to talk about. So, Doug, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, okay. I'm doing great, Doug, and I sure appreciate you giving your time during the week and on Saturday so we can talk about propositions and people can have a chance to ask you questions about them.
Well, we had such a great time last time doing it here. I just thought you'd want to do it again. So.
Hey, every time I'm on. Okay, which one are we going to talk about today?
Well, let's talk about Prop 11 a little bit here. This one is the redistricting reform.
Yeah, okay.
That's been pursued several times in this state. It's been shot down by special interests that really don't want to see change in the way districts are drawn. So this is another opportunity for voters, and I think it's really caught a lot more attention in recent years. We see major editorial boards on newspapers all around the state that are finally coming out and shining the light on this as well, not just this time but last time during the special election in 2005.
Well, now we talk about the redistricting, that this is, the districts are set up in such a way is that people are safe in them. And they keep coming back, you know, you could run a yellow dog in some of these districts, and that's what you get, that gets elected, as long as they were either Republican or Democrat. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. To catch your listeners up on this, districts for Assembly, State Senate, and Congress are drawn by the state legislature. So each district is supposed to have a fairly equal amount of people in that, as per, you know, 80 members of the Assembly. You divide the state population by 80, and then you draw lines to have 1/80th of that in each district. So the second Assembly district, which we are in, has about 425,000 people in it, like all the others, but it takes 9 counties to cover that. So the way you draw the lines can be done either geographically soundly, or it can be done in a way to reflect political aspirations and political needs of the parties and what have you. And I'll say both sides have been complicit in this as well. So.
Now, I understand it is that it would make it up, then would be like a small panel that it's a bipartisan that would redraw all the districts again. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would be done by a panel of 14 people that have been chosen through 3 different methods, and I won't go into all that, but
right.
It'll be much more bipartisan or nonpartisan, which it really should be, a nonpartisan issue. And they're going to have a set of criteria they have to follow, which really is going to take most of the politics out of it.
Great.
So when you have the legislature doing it like this last time, it happened just before I was elected to office, and I don't know how those guys can vote for that and put their name on the thing, to be really honest with you, because it's embarrassing the way these lines are drawn, where it's just meant to
it looks like
a squiggle over here
test.
And pick up
a
Democrat community, or you know, a higher propensity of Democrat community here, and this one over there does the same thing to get all the Republicans. So you have a safe seat where a Republican can run this one and not worry about having a fall election, and the Dems can do it in that one.
So we
both sides did it.
So we want to vote yes on Proposition 11.
Absolutely.
Then. Okay, anyway, let's go to the phones here. Okay, I'm not going to go to the phones. It's John.
Yes.
John Kleckner. Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. John, I know you're calling about a special event.
I'm sorry?
Hello, John?
Yes.
I know you're calling for a special event, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what's up?
Well, we have something very special, as we have every year, coming up in November, and that is the Shasta County Veterans Day Parade. And I just wanted to call in to your great program and let all of your listeners know that on Saturday, November the 8th, 10 a.m. in Shasta Lake, we're having Freedom's Thunder 2008. And it's going to be quite an event this year. We hope everybody comes out. Besides honoring our veterans, we're going to honor the firefighters also this year that saved our North State. God bless them. And we have our theme, Freedom's Thunder, which is going to be, we hope, 1,000 motorcycles flying American flags and POW flags.
Well, I tell you what, John, this is a great event. I urge our community to support this, to come out there on the 8th. And let me tell you, let all the listeners know, is that John Kleckner, retired veteran, has done so much for our veterans in this area, has done so much for our community. And, John, I don't think you've gotten enough recognition, but I'd like to give you some right now. I know you do not pursue that. I know you don't even want it. But you know what? You're getting it, whether you like it or not. You've done a great job. You're organizing these things for our community. We can't let our veterans down. We can't forget.
That's right.
And that's what you're after.
And we're honoring our living veterans now on Veterans Day. And I might add that if the folks want to come a little bit early, the fire hall up there in Shasta Lake is going to have a pancake breakfast from 6 to 10. And then after the parade, American Legion Post 720 is going to have a barbecue. So there's a lot happening, and I just wanted to let all of your listeners know in Shasta County, and surrounding areas that this is a Shasta County parade, and it's the venue is Shasta Lake and Shasta Dam Boulevard, but we encourage everybody from all over Shasta County to come out and see this wonderful event.
Great. John, thank you so much, and we're going to be pushing it between now and then, too, I promise you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Doug, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off there.
Okay.
Hey, I've got three buttons here. I pushed one of the three. I'm sorry, what?
Was that Mr. Kleckner there a minute ago?
That was Mr. Kleckner, yeah.
Okay. What's the date out of the event?
That's
that 11-11?
That's on the 8th of November at Shasta Lake.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. What's our next proposition?
Well, I think that's a good segue into Proposition 12.
Great. We talked a little bit about this last week.
Oh, did you? All right.
Well, we were talking about 12 is a way that it gives the it gives veterans a break on buying homes.
Yep, for getting themselves back on their feet after having served with a home or getting set up with even farming, which is close to my heart, obviously.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Yep, so provide farm and home aid for California veterans.
And this is a bond, but this must be passed by the voters to continue this program, right?
Correct. And, you know, a lot of people might say that doing more bonds would be pretty dubious, but I think we fall far short on what we've promise to our veterans in this state and country, and that this is really not a large cost for something that I think is very well justified and deserved. So, and you know, a portion of it is getting paid back. It's low interest, and some of it is grants. But for what our veterans need and what they've done for us, it's really, this should be a no-brainer.
I think so too. So we want to vote on that one, and I can't believe that somebody would not vote yes on that proposition. It has not cost the taxpayers of California 1 cent. Okay, we have to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are backed up. Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones here. Sue, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine. The phone lines are backed up, and I'm on a time schedule.
Good morning, Sue.
What's
Hi,
up?
Linda.
Hi.
We're going to talk about the festival.
Yes, the Lights of Liberty fireworks celebration tonight. It was a nice tie-in to the veterans and the tribute that we're going to be paying to the military and the firefighters that worked so hard this summer.
Absolutely.
And that is tonight.
It is. It's tonight. And entertainment starts at 5 o'clock down at the lawn of the convention center with the fireworks going off at 8:30 p.m.
And if you're not tired of Linda and I, we're going to be out there too as MCs. We're kind of like... kind of like Buffalo. We're all over the place here, like Buffalo and Custer State Park.
It's been a crazy week for you guys. I'm glad that you're committed to the community like you are.
You know, we are, because it's a great community. The community gives so much. We, you know, it's an honor for us to be able to support it.
And Sue, look at you. Sue Roy, we're on the phone with Susan Roy, who is also the head of Parks and Recreation.
Not the total head. I'm the recreation supervisor. I'm in charge of this event.
Okay.
Well,
that's close enough.
You're in charge of us.
Okay,
tonight,
now this starts at 5 o'clock tonight. That fireworks go at 8:30.
Yes,
is that
exactly.
Correct? And it's going to be all the fireworks that we expected the 4th of July. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great, and it's earlier, so we should have even more viewers because you're not having to wait till 10 for them to go off. But
there you go.
And how wonderful to watch the fireworks when it's chilly outside.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly. Imagine that. Normally we're all sweating still at 10.
Okay. Hey, Sue, thank you so much.
Okay.
And we'll see everybody out there tonight.
Yes.
Doug, good morning.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next proposition?
Well, let's see. Why don't we talk about Proposition 1A for a moment here?
Okay.
That is known as, you know, you're being sold something by the ballot title. It's called the Safe, Reliable, High-Speed Passenger Train Bond Act.
Don't even get me started on this one.
Well, it sounds like it's too late.
Well, you know what? This is where they want to spend $40 billion or more.
Well, it'll be more.
Huh?
It'll be more.
Yeah, that's what it starts out with. On a high-speed rail from L.A. to San Francisco. We don't even have enough money to pay teachers. What are these people thinking of?
I went down to Orange County the other night. I had a little water seminar, water thing I needed to go to. And I was able to go get on Southwest Airlines, and I got there in a little over an hour.
Yeah.
It works real good.
It sure does.
And
you know, I'm not saying at some point we want to do this. I mean, you know, we want to talk about being able to, you know, it's if it's a technology that helps, you know, it saves power and all this stuff, but not now. Not now.
Well, let's compare it to Amtrak. Need I say more?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, people want nationalized health care. Hey, people, look at nationalized transportation and Amtrak, and you want those people that are running our economy to be running your health care.
And, hey, I love trains. I mean, I'm kind of a romantic about the trains, and I like riding the Amtrak once, you know, when we get a chance, and we may even do that later this year. But
they have more. They've had more riders this year than they ever have.
Well, due to the economy, it kind of pushes people that way. People are staying in the 48 or 50 states now and doing that. But one of the big flaws with Prop 1A that hasn't been talked about is that they're making the assumption that they're going to get railroad right-of-way from the existing railroads. And they have not agreed to this sort of thing because they don't want the liability of a train. You know, they're not going to share tracks. It's its own special track, so you're going to have them gobbling up right-of-way the others own, and if there isn't that right-of-way, they're going to be punching right through people's neighborhoods and houses. As you know, there's a lot of things close to the track. So UP and BNSF have not agreed to such a thing, so we can see that if this is passing, that they may well do eminent domain on these folks in order to take what they need to do this. So
it's going to be a mess.
The dollars don't make any sense at all on what this is going to cost. If it's $40 billion now, you can expect by the time they're done, it's going to be quadruple that, kind of like the big dig in Boston.
Yeah, at least. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
What are we talking about, Edith?
Well, I got that thing on that train proposition thing, and I have to say, to me, it sounds like a big BART issue. And we lived down there when they were doing that, and we paid taxes for that for years before it ever came in. I think we moved out before BART ever got there.
I think
it changes the taxes, it changes the economy, it changes the way traffic flows. It's a good thing in some ways and bad in the other.
Yeah.
But I can't go for it because I foresee it being a noose around our neck.
It's another black hole to pour money into.
Well, the thing is America's tough. We've done this before. We'll dig out, we'll dig our boots in, and we'll do what we need to do to get out of it because that's what we're made out of, and we're tough and we're stubborn. But the other thing I have to say is, Linda, we got you a race car. Call Richard and tell him what color. Bye.
What? Got a race car, what?
RJ and Edith have a number of race cars, and they've been trying to get Linda to start driving in the races down there in Red Bluff and down in Chico. And so now it sounds like she said they found you a car. They just need to know what color to paint it.
Red.
Okay, Doug. Doug.
Hey, I'll take blue.
Okay, blue. Hey, you do not want to swap paint with this woman. I have raced against her in these high speed go karts. And she has bumped me off the track. She has spun me around. She has gone past me and waved at me, but only using one finger.
Oh,
I'm telling you what, this is. She
will number
bump.
One, I'm sure.
That's right. I was number one that day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Except that she left me and she beat me by something like 8 seconds. You know, 8 seconds is like I got out, got off the track, went to the bathroom, came back, got on the track again. That's how fast she drives.
Had a barbecue. Yeah.
Had a barbecue. And I tell you what, she's ruthless out there. That's why they want her to race on their cars out there in the powder puffs.
That's why you dig her so much, too.
Okay. All right. We've got like about 3.5 minutes left. What's our next one?
There's a lot of crazy ones on here, but there's two of them on renewable energy and things like that. We did touch on that the other day. Prop 10 is a boondoggle that is basically saying that we need to take $5 billion and more bond money and help people buy hybrid cars and put solar panels on the roofs and things like that. And you know, maybe there's some good in that somewhere, but we need not be using state dollars in that. And as well, what is the state of California trying to participate in the research on new types of energy? That needs to be done by the private sector, especially when we look at the debt load that we're carrying in this state already for things that we should be doing. So Prop 10 needs a big no on that, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is on these propositions, except for 12, if it's got money attached to it, I take a real, 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 real close look at it. Even though Prop 12 has, for the veterans, has got money attached to it, it has never cost the people of California one penny. The veterans have paid all that back. It's never been a risk. But anything else that comes along attached with money on it, I've got a real problem with that.
Well, we still have so many bonds that are still to be let out, and there was a $20 billion transportation bond. A bunch of that's going to be
still needs to be spent. We have these environmental bonds that masquerade as water bonds that are being let out as well, too. So, and that also doesn't acknowledge that we still haven't done anything about water storage in the state, and we're going to have to leave a little room for some bond debt somewhere if we want to build a dam or two in the state so that what we're seeing behind Lake Shasta and Lake Oroville. I had Assembly Speaker Karen Bass come with me to my farm the other day, and we went up and looked at Lake Oroville. And I got to tell you, that really turned her head as to what the water situation looks like firsthand. So adding more debt on it isn't absolutely justified and reasonable is not where we need to go when we have these other big infrastructure things we need to do.
Right. You know, one of the things I need to change the subject just for a second here, Doug, because I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. But one of them is that next week, and I know you're interested in this, Doug, is the veteran stand down in Anderson out there at the county fair park. They're having that. It's going to be the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Shasta Fairgrounds.
At the Shasta Fairgrounds, Shasta County Fairgrounds. Now, they still need volunteers. They still need clothing, warm clothing for these people, you know, and these are veterans that not, you know, some of them have had a tough time of it, but others are veterans that are coming in there. It's open to all veterans. It can tell you about, you know, the rights you have under the GI Bill and all the veterans groups and veterans benefits that you rate. And if you're not sure, this is a good place to go. And the way you find out how to give to this, if you go to our website at freefireradio.com, we've got a link to the stand down, people, and you just click on that, and they will tell you where to deliver the coats and the clothing and how to volunteer. They need volunteers down there. Now, if you don't have a computer, then you call me at 241-2682, 241-2682 at my office phone, and I will give you the information from there. Just get, you know, if I don't answer, just give me your phone number, and I'll call you back. Okay. Hey, Doug.
Great event, Carl. Linda.
It is.
I've been to that a couple times, and you're seeing veterans being served there that might be the only time of the whole year. They have dental facilities on hand
it
there,
is so good.
And they're doing really great stuff. Unfortunately, shamefully, there's so many homeless veterans, and when they hear about this, this is at least one positive opportunity for them to get their health care situation looked at and get pulled into a program that's going to help them a little bit.
Hey, Doug, I've got we're ending it right now, but I want to have you on again as soon as we can so that we can talk some more about these propositions, and I sure appreciate your phone call.
Have a great week.
Hey, thank you,
Doug.
Okay, look, this is Carl Bott along with Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's been a great show.
See you tonight at the fireworks display.
Visit us tonight at the fireworks. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?